Hey, great news. I found out exactly what we need to do to satisfy everything in your list of goals. If you have a minute, I'd like to show you what I found. Would that
sure,
be okay?
That'd be great.
Great. Well, let's go on back to the table. Hey, I think customers always tell me it's important for them to know a little bit about who they're doing work with. Would you mind if I share just a little bit about us?
I would actually appreciate that. Thank
okay, well, great. Well, you know, we work really hard to find good people, you know, to employ. But when we do, we usually put them through a 90-day probationary period. We'll do a background check on them, and then we want to just make sure that they are able to abide by our core values, first of all, to make sure they make good choices. And secondly, we want to make sure they understand what they do. Most of them don't make it, but those that do, we'll put them through a structured course with one of our team leaders to make sure they know exactly how to do things properly. So you can be assured that when these young men and women are at your home, you'll have a person of integrity, quality, and they know exactly what they're doing. In fact, I would easily trust any of our employees in my house or my mother's house, any relatives, without any problem at all. Do they sound like the character of people you could trust in your home?
Oh, yeah. These days, that's a big deal.
Okay, good. We feel like that's really important, too, so thank you for that. By the way, I'll go ahead and take care of the permit so you don't have to worry about anything. I also coordinate with the inspector to get him out, just to make sure that there's no code violations and everything's safe. So you don't have to worry about any of that.
Excellent.
And we also have liability and workman's comp insurance. So in the unlikely event that anything happens, you're covered. We'll take care of everything. Is that fair?
Sure. That's
okay,
wonderful.
Great. Well, I appreciate that. Now, as I was evaluating the house, if I understood it properly, the first thing we wanted to do was reduce allergy triggers, right?
That's correct.
Okay, reduce allergy triggers. And the second thing was to make the master bedroom upstairs more comfortable.
Yes, please.
Yeah, you say it's pretty cold in the winter, right? Okay, make master bedroom. And then the third thing we talked about was reducing the noise, especially in the TV room. Is
yes.
That right? And reduce noise. Was there anything else you thought of in the meantime that you wanted to address, or is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it. If we could maybe even save a dollar or two on operating costs, that would be helpful.
Okay, sure. Reduce operating expense, right? Let me write that down. Just remind me as we're going through. Now, before you and I look at the different system features until you're comfortable with the price, do you mind if I kind of describe the different features we'll be looking at first so we have a better understanding?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I have some photographs here on my phone. Here's your existing system as it is. Now, you have an indoor unit, which is your heating system, the blower compartment's down here. It blows over the heat exchanger. Then it goes through an evaporator coil. And what that does is it carries the heat from the home to the outside unit. And then the outside condensing unit gets rid of the heat, and that's how the air conditioning system works. Okay? So we're going to be talking about really three different technologies when it comes to the system. All right? There's a single stage, two stage, and then variable speed. Now, a single stage is very similar to what you have. It'll deliver basically the same amount of comfort. However, it'll have new warranties, 10-year parts guarantee, and it'll do a better job with noise. It'll be a little bit quieter, and it's a little bit more efficient to operate as well. Okay? But it's very similar performance to what you have now. Next technology is a two-stage. Similar to single stage, the difference is, with two-stage, it'll actually, the single stage will, if this is your temperature line and you keep your thermostat set at, say, 72 degrees, the single stage will go overshoot and then like that. Two-stage has two stages where it'll come on, it'll hang out right out there, and so it'll close the temperature gap from this first stage, right? If it needs to, it'll go up to full speed. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Now, that'll do a better job of dehumidification. And the advantage to that is if we can keep the humidity levels between 30 and 60%, we're going to have an impact on those allergy triggers because mold, fungus, and dust mites, they're not able to trigger allergies below 60% humidity. Would that help?
Oh, that would have to help.
Right.
Allergies are tough.
You bet. And with the addition of a humidifier, you can set it and forget it, and it'll maintain the humidity level above 30%. What that'll do for you is it'll reduce the amount of transfer of viruses and colds and flus because it restores the body's ability, keeps it hydrated, and you're less likely to become sick. Make sense?
That would be wonderful, especially with the kids.
Sure. So now our third option is the variable speed. The variable speed, what that'll do is it'll start out, it'll come with 1 degree of set point on your thermostat, and it'll maintain that temperature all day long. That'll actually give you precise temperature and humidity control. So we can actually control that humidity to a certain set point to improve the amount of allergy triggers that it reduces and actually have more control over it, right? And since it stays within 1 degree from the thermostat, we're able to more evenly distribute the heating and cooling. It'll take care of that master bedroom a lot better than the other two systems, right?
That'll make my wife happy.
You bet. Also happens to be the quietest system on the market today, too, and the most efficient. So it's going to save you on the operating costs as well.
Excellent.
Okay. Do you have any questions over the three system technologies?
No, the way you put it out made a lot of sense. Thank you.
Okay. Well, a few other things that we see that are necessary. I noticed that your return, the return brings the house from the house through the system. When it comes down, it goes through your air filter here. I'm taking a look at your air filter. Air filters have a different efficiency rating. The lowest efficient filter you get is a 2, okay? And that's basically what you have. The blue filter, you can pour salt through. The highest efficient filter we can put in there is a 16. Now, the American Heart and Lung Association did a study, and they found out that the human body actually filters the air at an efficiency rating of an 8. What that means is any filter that's installed in your system above an 8 gives your body a chance to recover from everything that was filtering outside. Does that make sense?
So it filters it before I have to.
You bet. And it restores your body's ability to, or immune system, it builds it back up. Now, if we improve that to a 10 or better, that's actually going to filter out some viruses. And we're going to be looking at a 16.
Excellent.
Can you see how that's really going to help up here?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We're also going to take a couple of other steps that I think is important for you. I'm going to put a UV technology, ultraviolet technology purification in here. What the ultraviolet technology for the air side does is it produces a small amount of hydrogen peroxide into the air and disinfects the air just like it disinfects a cut. It makes the air smell like a spring day with sunshine. Can you see how it'll help as well?
I can, and you can do that just with that technology?
Certainly can. It uses what's called a photocatalytic oxidation. Mm-hmm. And during the oxidation process of the air, the oxidation process produces a small amount of hydrogen peroxide. Make sense?
It sure does.
We're also going to use a similar technology here. Let me ask you, the first time you turn your air conditioning system in the spring, Do you notice an odor?
You get that musty kind of...
Right. Well, what that generally is coils, it's dark, damp. What do you suppose grows in dark, damp places?
Yeah, funguses, just stuff,
right.
Mildew.
So in the summertime, when your heat comes on, in the wintertime, when the heating comes on, the relative humidity drops, causes that mildew and that mold and fungus to go dormant. You don't notice it. But as soon as it gets wet, relative humidity is up above 60%, it ignites, and that's what's happening with that smell. So everything in that coil is going right into your house.
Wow.
Can you see how that could be contributing to some of those allergies?
Sure.
So when we put the UV technology in that for your coil, what that's going to do is going to keep that coil free of mold and fungus. You understand how that's going to help you quite a bit?
Yeah, then it just never comes into the house.
That's exactly right. So anything that we've talked about here is going to do a much better job than what you have. Does all of this make sense?
For the first time, it sure does.
Okay. Do you have any questions about the different technologies?
Not about the technologies, but of course, the dollars and cents come to my mind.
Okay. Well, you know what?
That's part of the equation.
Our next step, actually, if you're comfortable with this, is to review the system options until you're comfortable with the price. We can do that right now if you like. Or it'd be my pleasure to drop by and visit with you and anybody else interested in the system and the price. Just to make sure we don't miss anything, what would you like to do?
Well, I've been married 40 years, and I'd like to be married 41, so if you could come back and explain it to both of us at the same time, I'd be a lot more comfortable with that.
That would be great. It'd be my pleasure. What day and time works for you?
Friday afternoon about 2 o'clock.
That would be Yep, looks good. Friday around 2 o'clock. And is there anything I can help you with right now before our Friday meeting?
No, I'm just amazed at how much more I understand than I did before you started. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, Sheriff. It's been a pleasure, and look forward to meeting your wife Friday.